Time now for KJN Therapy Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Thielen.
Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Well, excuse me. A little gummed up, apparently.
There you go.
Just caught me right in the nick of time there. Foggy morning outside if you're doing any traveling at all this morning, especially if you're in those low-lying areas. Don't expect it to be around for very often, but we're seeing humidity almost for the first time this summer.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, we went through such that long period, that long dry spell. It was called July, by the way. But we went through that long dry spell during the course of the year, and it was just amazing to look at some of the numbers. I mean, the rainfall numbers were obvious, but the other, I mean, we were sitting at like 35 and 40% humidity. That's not normal around here. I mean, humidity levels in Iowa in the summer are typically a whole lot higher than that. We're usually looking at 70, 80 plus percent humidity. Mm-hmm. And we just weren't seeing that. And now all of a sudden, we get a little bit of rain over the weekend and boom, it's all kind of, it's coming back up at us again.
Yeah, it's weird. We had a few days, you know, where it almost, temperature got up to like 90 degrees, but I still didn't have AC on in the house. Windows were open, felt fine. Now it's like 80 degrees and there's humidity, so it's horribly uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was amazing how much, you know, we kind of felt like, gee, it's 90? Gosh, it doesn't feel like it. Must be getting used to it.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it had to do with the fact that there wasn't much humidity. There wasn't much moisture in the air, and now we're starting to see that. So we're also getting some of this early morning fog again, too. Of course, it's getting to that time of the year, too, here in August and going to September, where we usually get this kind of stuff. So anyway, point is, watch yourself. If you're headed outside this morning, especially in some of those low-lying areas, that fog comes upon you fairly quickly this morning in some places. Kendall Warren in with us this morning. He found his way out. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How are you, Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a front-load washer, used Maytag in good condition. Matched Maytag washer-dryer set. Got some used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got one gas range in very good condition. Two used built-in dishwashers. A couple of microwave hood combinations. $25, take your pick. Got refrigerator with one with bottom freezer. Got four side-by-sides. Got a used smooth top range, like new condition. We have a like new portable air cleaner. We use 40-gallon natural gas vent, direct vent water heater. Use built-in oven and cooktop, both in good condition. $100 will buy both of them. Two used two-door refrigerators with top freezer. Do have gas and electric water heaters. We deliver installed, hold the old heater away, and, of course, do take care of the service after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Refrigerators by Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, and can't even read my own writing. Anyway, I got 75 new units in stock, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean used refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Jim?
Are you sure?
No.
No, not really. All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much, I think. Give him a little time to regroup here, and we'll figure it all out. You know, in talking about how the weather conditions have been this summer, how's your lawn been looking? It's like most folks It's like most folks probably not very well. You know, it usually doesn't die. It just goes into dormancy, and it bounces back. I'm seeing greening already around the area, just from that rainfall that we had over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Of course, in a lot of cases, we're talking 2 to 4 inches of rain in some areas around, and it was a nice, polite kind of 2 to 4 inches of rain. It wasn't that deluge like we can see at times, but, you know, a lot of folks were starting to see a little bit of greening. I mean, people were actually thinking, oh, no, I haven't mowed my lawn in a month and a half. Now I'm going to have to go out and start doing it again. Well, you know, what if your lawn took on some of that tough weather? You know, what if you really do value how your lawn looks? I know some people just go out and cut the grass as opposed to mowing the lawn. There's kind of a difference. You know, some folks just set the mower at the lowest level and just go out and knock it down. You know, don't really care too much about how it looks. But there are folks who really do take a lot of pride in the look of their lawn. You know, before you get a chance to look at the mantle and see how nice that is, you'd like to have nice carpet leading up to it. Well, it's the same outside, too. You kind of like to have a nice lawn leading up to a good appearance and a sculptured look around your house as well. This is actually one of the best times of the year to grow grass. Now, you might be wondering, are you kidding me? It's terrible outside. We haven't had rain and gee whiz, even the rain we did have is largely gone already. How could this be a good time? Well, mid-August to mid-September actually is one of the best times of the year to grow grass. It is the best time, especially if you're going to do some seeding and stuff. And the folks at the Iowa State University Extension Service say that one of the key things is choosing the right grass species. That's really the first step if you're going to establish or reestablish your lawn. And that's one of the things you need to take a look at. But, yeah, this is mid-August to mid-September, the best time to seed new lawns and to overseed existing lawns here in the state of Iowa. Late summer seeding has a number of advantages over spring seeding. The seeds of cool season grasses will germinate quickly in the warm soil of late summer, and the warm days and then cool nights of the early fall help to promote rapid turf grass growth as well. And the growing grass also has less competition from weeds, as few of the weed seeds will germinate in the fall. Now, you might look out your yard and think, gee whiz, that's the only thing that's growing out there. Well, the weather conditions kind of dictated that this year, but you can change that as well. Grass seed also can be sown in the spring from April to mid-May here in Iowa. Spring seeding, though, is often less successful than what you can do in the late summertime, and it's largely because of what we mentioned here earlier. Now, one of the key things about doing it right is buying the grass seed. You're going to get what you pay for in some cases. So when you're purchasing grass seed, make sure you choose a high-quality seed mix that's best adapted for that site. Now, in sunny areas, Kentucky bluegrass would be the best choice. You want to select a seed mix that contains at least two or three different bluegrass varieties. Use a mixture that contains Kentucky bluegrass, some perennial ryegrass, and fine-leaf fescues in lawns that have areas of sun and shade. Kentucky bluegrass will dominate in the sunnier areas. The perennial ryegrass germinates quickly, and that'll grow both in sun and in shade. And then the fine leaf fescues will thrive in the shady portions of your lawn. Now, those fescues, which include a number of different species, are the best grasses for the shady locations. You do want to avoid low-quality seed mixes that contain more than 20% of perennial ryegrass and large amounts of weed seed or inert material. Now, while a high-quality seed mix will be more expensive, it will also produce a better quality lawn, and you won't have to scratch your head as often either as to why things went wrong. Once you do it, you're running short on time. You know, once the time frame is fairly short to get these things done, about a month or so to work that stuff in. So, you know, once you do all the preparation and planning and then really execute that and then give it a little bit of time and some proper watering and things to make sure you get it to sprout, if it doesn't work out right, then you're kind of lost until the next go-around. This summer's hot and dry weather destroyed a large areas in some lawns, and one of the big questions is, how do you reestablish grass in some of those dead areas? Well, the experts at Iowa State University Extension say the grass can be reestablished in those dead areas just by sowing grass seed in late summer, this particular time, mid-August to mid-September. Good site preparation, though, is necessary for successful establishment of those turf grasses. Small areas can be prepared by raking the dead spots, and the objective of raking is to break up the soil surface a little bit. And sow the seed in by hand, and then work the seed into the soil by lightly raking the area a second time. You want to make sure that those seeds are actually, they don't have to be buried in the dirt, but they need to have contact with the dirt. Also, large areas can be prepared also by using a core aerator. Now, core aerators are machines with hollow metal tubes or tines, and they remove plugs of soil when they're run over the lawn. So to prepare the site, you can go over the lawn three or four times with the core aerator, and then when you're finished, there should be 20 to 40 holes per square foot. And then you can apply the seed with a drop seeder, and then afterward, drag that area with a piece of chain-link fence or a drag mat to kind of break up those soil cores and mix the seed into the soil. After that seed has been sown, then you want to keep the upper 1 inch of soil moist with frequent light applications of water. It's often necessary to water newly seeded areas once or twice a day, but you don't want to just overwater all at once. That's kind of a no-no. You want to make sure that it stays moist most of the time. Now, with adequate moisture and favorable soil temperatures, the seeds of most of the turf grasses should germinate in 2 to 3 weeks. So you could have a nice-looking lawn not too far down the road. The beauty of doing it this time is, this time of the year is, of course, you get off to a good start, and then you also don't have to mow it quite as much now either. You're going to be watching the fruits of your labor there. And then, of course, it'll have a chance to set over the wintertime, and then hopefully next spring things will also filter around, and the grass tends to fill itself in. So then you have an opportunity to watch that happen too. So the folks at Iowa State University Extension giving you some, I guess, good news if you've been looking at that browned-out lawn for quite a bit of time, and it just drives you crazy because you like to have a nice-looking lead-up to your house. There's still a time to make that right again here yet this season. So make sure you do it properly and use the appropriate seeds, and don't skimp on that kind of stuff. I know it's easy to walk by and think, I'll take that stuff that's on sale. Well, then you might get an on-sale yard, too. Kind of looks like you bought it on sale. So have fun, and make sure you get something that you're going to be proud of. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got a good selection of room air conditioners in stock. Also, three sizes in dehumidifiers. Got lots of washers and dryers, portable large and super capacity models in top load and front load. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Speed Queen, and Estate. Got two models in stack units for those of you with limited space. Still have a closeout on a couple of front load washers, one black one and one white one at greatly reduced price. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through including 25 cubic foot. Most of them in stock for a quick delivery or pickup. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods available on special order. Stop and see us at Pots On and try to do it today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.